I've been thinking about what I should say before we come to the table this day. And the thing that keeps jumping back at me all the time is an event from this past week. And it ties into the scripture lesson from the second chapter of Acts. Thursday night, I told you it was in the bulletin there. I went over to Conley's on the National Day of Prayer and was one of about 10 people who offered prayers for certain aspects of American life. I was the only one that didn't have a script, so I noticed that. And one of the things that struck me about this moment was that it wasn't very much at all like the representation of the church that you see in the book of Acts. For all the world, it got to be sort of an enterprise where we were offering prayers to try to make America great. And as you know, that kind of thing I find remarkably offensive. And at the same time, I got the august responsibility of going last and praying for the church. Now you talk about getting the short straw, see. There have only been two times in my life that I've been really angry when I had to pray in public. One time was when the present DS walked in here and insulted everybody in the room in a half hour, and I was asked to offer some sort of prayer about all that. And this was the second opportunity, see. For those of you who are here all the time, you realize that I have a rather jaundiced eye for the church the way it is. And I was offering prayers. And I must admit, I prayed my heart out. I really gave it my best shot. And God knows I wasn't happy. Okay. And I, like everything else I try to do, was honest in my prayers. Okay. Like, there are a lot of things. I could tell there was a lot of angst in the room by the time I got done, say. And that brought me to this point. You know, one of the things that was absent there is the truth. Okay. Truth has that liberating thing the Bible says about it. Truth sometimes is pretty. Sometimes it's just downright ugly. Sometimes it makes us feel uncomfortable. Sometimes it's screaming to us to say, you know, do something about this. And that's what bothered me about this whole enterprise. It was like, everything is just okay if you just pray about it enough. It's all going to go away and everything is going to get better. Hey, and you know, prayer is not like a vaccination, you know. It's not something, if you habitually engage in it, it's going to make everything in the world just hunky-dory for you. First of all, you have to take an inventory of what the facts are and an inventory of what the truth is. See? So when I prayed to Almighty God for the church, I pointed out a lot of things that are just dead wrong with it. Not because Will Crossan is a guy who has his crystal ball and can see things other people can't. It's just because at this point in time in my life, I'm just more interested in talking to God and telling him what the facts are than I am about trying to make him happy. See? And the thing that's interesting that we always seem to lose in our pride over ourselves is that God already knows what we are. God already knows the truth. All he's asking for us to do is accept it. And admit to it. And then you can do something about it. You can't fix something you won't acknowledge as being broken. See? And this enterprise, this activity of Holy Communion, is that opportunity for us to come before the Lord and, you know, tell him something he already knows. And you know what? He'll smile on you for that. See? maybe the only person in the room last Thursday night who wasn't angry was Almighty God. Okay. And I'll put my trust in that. See, no matter what we come burdened with when we come up here to take His communion, God says, okay, tell me about it. And it's okay. Now that's a bargain you can't get anyplace else in life. And the vehicle through which you can express it is prayer. Okay? So for God's sake, for your sake, for everybody's sake, when you pray to God, be honest about it. Okay? That's why I was so angry the other night. Okay? Because it was all a room full of people trying to do the right thing, but they missed the point. We're lucky. God loves us in spite of all the things we do. And this is a time to share in that. Feel blessed.